All right, this is going to be a short one. I didn't get a chance to record before I left the house. Now I'm at the airport. Flight is boarding, but I'm in like group six. So ain't going to get on for a while. I think I saw Catherine Zeta-Jones. I think Catherine Zeta-Jones, but I'll confirm tomorrow. So I'm going to, I won't be able to upload this till I get to John Early's house. John Early of Search Party. On TBS, that's where I'm staying, and until we go to a hotel, but we're staying there for a few days, so I guess we'll look at the news real quick. Good election day, I guess, you know, well, if, depending on who you like, I'm happy Democrats won, but let's look at the news. News, and we'll do this until they call my group. Even then, you know the way people gather when they start the border flight, everybody gathers around. They're like, "Oh,
group number five is welcome to board flight 163 to Los Angeles, gate 33. Group number five."
I don't even care. And then call us in group six. I'll go fucking after that. But let's. They all gather around like, "Oh, I've got to get. You got an assigned seat. Relax. This ain't whatever that. Is that Southwest? I won't fly that one." Virginia elects first transgender state legislator, defeating author of bathroom privacy bill. That's great. Good for you, Virginia. I mean, I don't think you should vote for somebody just because they're transgender. That seems a little. They got to have a platform. I don't know what this person's platform was. But the guy that wrote the bathroom privacy bill sounds like a dick. Well, you know what the bathroom privacy bill should be? Lock the fucking stall door, dipshit.
Group number six is welcome to board.
Oh, that's me. Well, let's go a few more minutes. Jeff Sessions, DOJ drops prosecution of woman who laughed at Jeff Sessions. Well, look at that. You can laugh at Jeff Sessions. And he's a person you should laugh at. Let's see. Rare victory for rainforests as nations vow to stop death by chocolate? Well, well, good.
Group number 7, 5, 6, and 7 on the main boarding lane, flight 163 to Los Angeles.
So this is gonna, I'll record some more when I get to John Early's house because this is too short. 3 minutes I can't do. Well, I'm gonna wait till the line gets to the end, then I'll jump in there. But I'll do one more story. Let's see. Exclusive FBI agents raid headquarters of major U.S. body broker. Well, good. Thank you, FBI. All right. I think that might be it. If I record more, I record more. If I don't, who knows? But Jacqueline just walked up. You ready to go? She's got the neck pillow around. Yeah. All right. It's time to go. All right. See you tomorrow or later today. I'm not sure which one, but just in case, we love you. Okay. It's 7 p.m. West Coast time. I forgot all about this till just now. So I'm back. I'm in a nice bungalow in Silver Lake. Very hip. Section of Los Angeles, John Early's place. I guess I can say that. And I think I already said that before. Anyway, I was at the airport. Definitely was Catherine Zeta-Jones. Also think Landry from Friday Night Lights was on that plane. So, Catherine Zeta-Jones, for sure, she was sitting right up there in first class with her hair in front, like, turned away, the hair like just blocking out everybody, as she should. If you're Catherine Zeta-Jones, you want to say hello to every fucking person that getting on the damn plane. And and had a nice flight, slept, watched The Big Sick. That was a funny movie. Great selection of movies on American Airlines. So now here I am. I'm in LA. I'm freaking out because I got this big thing coming up. And it's good, though. Everything's good. I guess take a quick look at news. I don't know. I got a show. I got to leave. I got like an hour. Not that I'm going to talk to you for an hour. I'm going to talk to you for like another few minutes. But I didn't really get to properly give you the news. So this is going to go out. It's late, but it's still today. I'm still putting out a fucking podcast today. I haven't missed a day. This is like 274 days in a row. Not fucking missing one. And now we're really coming up to the difficult part because you got holidays and shit. It's not difficult. It's easy. I go someplace for 10 minutes and I record a podcast. Couldn't be simpler. Okay. Ex-President Barack Obama shows up in Chicago for jury duty. Look at that, Barack. What a guy. I say let him go. Don't make him go. Hasn't he done enough for our country? Oh, some people say he's terrible. But I think he did his best. Whatever that means. I think he wanted to do good things. That's Terry Crews reported his sexual assault to the LAPD. Good, Terry Crews. You should be strong. And it's difficult. A man's life is not as difficult, maybe, you know, but it's difficult for a guy like that to probably go to police and say, hey, I was sexually assaulted. And he did it. So I'm proud of you, Terry Crews. I stand with Terry. Bob Costas on the future of football. This game destroys people's brains. He's not wrong. It's an odd thing to do to people. Say, hey, listen, we'll give you a bunch of money. Who wouldn't do, if I was of the physical size to play football and had some ability and knew that if I trained and worked hard, maybe I could become a famous, rich athlete, celebrated by all. How do you not give it a go? You might have some. That won't happen to me. That's what you think. Why don't they just make it so these people don't get hurt? It's still it's a game. Change the rules. Would it be so bad if it was two-hand touch? You really need people to get their brains smashed in order for you to enjoy your Sunday afternoon watching football? Two-hand touch. Still got to run fast. Still got to be big. Still got to catch the ball. Still got to maneuver. Two-hand touch. Imagine if we made that. It sounds crazy, but why the fuck not? Flag football, huh? Have some foot to rip the. Who didn't love playing flag football? Imagine these humongous elite athletes just going for it, ripping off those flags. Another, I would, if they do that, I will watch football every Sunday. Not every game, not these guys at Red Zone and every game, but I will watch the Giants, which is the team that I picked as a child. And still, if someone's like, hey, do you like football? I'm like, I like the Giants. Do you know, they're not that good. I don't know anything about them. I know zero about them, but I like them. Because I was born in New York, and they are the New York team, even though they play in New Jersey. Did they ever play? I don't know that they ever played in New York, New York Giants. The Jets at least used to play in New York, but that just wasn't the team I picked when I was a kid. I think it was because of my dad. But then my dad likes the Eagles. So there's really no... I won't root for a Philadelphia team ever in my life. Okay. Well, more Kevin Spacey. It gets worse for him than every day. As it should. He's a bad guy. All right. So tomorrow we'll be back, do a regular show. But here it was. Half. This was a bi-coastal show. Half in New York, half in Los Angeles. That's cool, right? All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.